faster than a Mad Bum heater. We are selling single game tickets right now at sfgiants.com. We are SF. We are Giants.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. Tough questions today at a Senate hearing at the state capitol on those skyrocketing gas prices. The California Energy Commission blames the $1 a gallon jump we saw on three factors. That strike at the Tesoro refinery, an explosion at the ExxonMobil refinery in Southern California, and delays caused by the shift to a summer blend of gasoline. But Gordon Shrimp, a senior fuel analyst for the California Energy Commission, notes there is a bit of gamesmanship to make money.
Wholesale prices go up rapidly. The dealers see less margin temporarily, and then they start to recover. And after wholesale prices drop for them, they try to recover some of those lost costs.
The effects of that $1 a gallon price increase we saw in February can still be seen at the pump, an increase that wasn't felt by the rest of the U.S. In Vallejo tonight, still no news on the kidnapping of a 30-year-old woman who's now being held, we're told, for ransom. Police aren't saying much either, as KGO 810's Mark Richards reports.
We know this much. Denise Huskins, a 30-year-old woman, was reported to be abducted by force early Monday morning from a Mare Island home. Police are calling a kidnapping for ransom. A man who lives in that house reported the kidnapping, but not until nearly 2 p.m. Monday afternoon. Vallejo Police Lieutenant Kenny Park was asked why he waited for hours. Was he tied up by the kidnapper?
I'm sorry, I can't go into those details.
And that was the answer to almost all questions raised at a briefing. How'd they know a ransom is being demanded?
I can't go into the details.
Where is the unidentified man now?
He is being interviewed, but he is not in custody.
Joining us live now from Vallejo is KGO 810's Tiana McLeese with what we know. Tiana?
John, the search for Denise Huskins continues tonight. Divers are still searching the waters around Mare Island. At this hour, we're expecting an update on the search in another half hour when police say they will make themselves available for media interviews. Neighbors who live on Kirkland Avenue, where Ms. Huskins and her boyfriend, Aaron Quinn, have lived together for the past few months, are still trying to take it all in. Investigators have been combing the block all day, asking questions, but this is a quiet family neighborhood, and neighbors, they aren't super close, but those I would say the couple seems normal enough, and they are praying that Ms. Huskins is found safe and sound. Live in Vallejo, Tiana McLeese, KGO 810.
In San Francisco, lawyers did not wrap up closing arguments this afternoon in that blockbuster sexual discrimination case. Ellen Powell is alleging sexual discrimination and retaliation while working as a Silicon Valley venture capitalist. KGO 810's Mike Simpson reports.
Powell's side started in this morning and went through the month-long case, the argument that she never had a chance to succeed because men were judged by one standard and women another, that despite bringing in more revenue than male colleagues, she was passed up for promotions, and that comments spoke to a culture, like that women on a trip would be a buzzkill, something denied here in court. The other picked up this afternoon, saying Powell saw writing on the wall. Things weren't working out, so she chose a path that she thought could lead to a multi-million dollar windfall. Kleiner Perkins attorney saying she refused to take constructive criticism, probably because of an ego. If jurors rule in Powell's favor, the dollar figure can go all the way up to $160 million. There are six men and six women on the jury.
Those closing arguments resume tomorrow. Well, you expect to see a few bear sightings in the neighborhoods around Lake Tahoe, but Tracy? That's right, a bear has been seen wandering the streets of that city two times in the past 2 days.
The first bear sighting was Monday night about 8:45 near Lowell Avenue and Orchard Parkway. Police officers looked through the neighborhood but didn't find the bear. Then, early this morning at 2 a.m., a resident called police after seeing the bear near Grant Line in Coral Hollow Roads. That person took a picture of the bear. The Department of Fish and Game has been called in and police have been searching near schools. A phone alert's also been sent out to students' parents by the Tracy Unified School District.
That is KGO 810's Katie Lever. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
If I could redo any room, it would be the master bathroom.
Oh, outdoor kitchen, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to walk in and feel like I'm in a spa.
Like I'm at a beach party.
Heated floor tiles, a gentle rain, shower heads.
Loud sound system around the pool.
If you can imagine it, now's the time to create it.
It would be my retreat.
My retreat.
For a limited time, you can take advantage of a Comerica Bank Home Equity Flex Line with an introductory rate of just 2.99% APR for the first 9 months. A later variable rate is effective after the introductory time period. With rates this low, there's never been a better time to reimagine your home. To learn more about credit costs and terms, call Comerica Bank at 800-829-5356. Introductory APR of 2.99% is for home equity line of credit accounts only and applies to balances for the first 9 monthly statement cycles after the account open date. Variable rate in effect after the introductory time period. Loans are subject to credit approval. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender, equal housing lender.
8:05 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. In Oakland, eastbound 580, you got some construction causing some minor delays between Coolidge Avenue and 13. In San Francisco, southbound 101 before 280, you want to watch out for an entire tire in the second lane from the right. San Bruno, 380 eastbound, the ramp to northbound 101 is very heavy right now. I'm trying to nail down what's causing that, and I'll keep you updated. San Jose, 280 southbound at 7th Street. So we got a stalled out vehicle there. That's got things stop and go back to about 87. New nonstops to Texas make flying to the Lone Star State easier than ever before from OAK. Fly to Texas from OAK and park free for up to 3 days in the daily lot. Valid through April 15th. For enrollment details, visit oaklandairport.com/park free. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, tonight we have one last chance for rain. All of that changes, though, come Wednesday morning, and KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel says you better dress in layers.
We are expecting a big warm-up starting tomorrow. Much warmer weather is expected going into Thursday as well, and that means the possibility of record high temperatures on Thursday. One thing's for sure, coastal areas will be held in check due to the fog both Wednesday and Thursday.
Those record high temperatures pushing the mid-80s, then a cool down on Friday, noticeably cooler on Saturday. Right now around the Bay Area, 60 degrees in Oakland. It's 59 in Dublin, 63 in Santa Rosa, 63 as well in Fairfield. We've got 59 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah, all about the March Madness. Coming up, the crying Villanova piccolo player was actually on Fallon's show last night. Well, you know, I mean, number one seed Villanova lost on Saturday, which you probably already know if you filled out a bracket, but we'll get to that. And also, how about these high schools now who want to pre-approve all prom dresses? Yes, it is prom season. Which makes me, you know, that's a long time
ago. Is it already?
Yeah, coming up at the beginning of May. Yes, you better get a date. Thought it was that Game of Thrones dude that you met last night.
Oh, that was just a fling while he was in town.
You have a big question to answer at 8:45.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
And by you, he means you, audience.
No, I mean you. Everybody's been waiting. It had to do with, remember, you know, when you...
Supposed to ask the guy if he ever slept with a man.
Right, when you're dating.
Right. I'm not dating anyone.
What?
Oh, Peter Dinklage doesn't count.
Yeah. So are you telling me you're swiping left now all of a sudden? Or you're swiping right?
Swiping right.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's get to this. This is a serious story. And I just want to touch on it because what do you do? I mean, if you are the parents, for instance, of this child, there's this story from the Mommy Files. And... you know, here's the headline. Carmel School secures restraining order against violent 9-year-old student.
God.
Yes, a restraining order.
You almost have to reread it.
Yeah.
Restraining order, 9-year-old.
9-year-old. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty shocking. And then what about the two school security officers that are now suspended and a criminal investigation is possible following the recent discovery of security camera footage. The Oakland Unified School District's new superintendent police chief are calling the incident captured on camera at Fremont High School in January 2014, but more recently fully uncovered an unprovoked attack on a high school student, as the Chronicle reported.
See, I don't understand this story because it says...
was applied to a young student, allegedly.
Yeah, it says unprovoked, but we don't see what the kid did off camera, first of all. Tell me if I'm wrong. And he did get suspended for 5 days. So he did something. I'm not saying it's right or anything. And I guess I'm tying the two stories together because some children, perhaps, are a little out of control. And do they deserve, does your child have a right to to a public education.
Yeah, and let me tell you how we'll get back to what's going on. I mean, the Fremont High School thing I know is a little bit older, but it has resurfaced again today. You know, with people having more to say about it, and the application of the chokehold applied to the young student, as well as an exchange of blows that is uncontested but occurred off screen. This, yeah, according to the Chronicle, reports that the district officials have expressed concern that the boy is Latino while the security officers are African-American, hinting at a racial element of the attack. Okay, so, but anyway, I don't know where you stand on this, but back to what's going on in Carmel. You know, so a fourth grade student, yes, 9 years old, has been banned from attending an elementary school in Carmel after officials took the 9-year-old boy to court for allegedly violent behavior. Now, the unnamed boy has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, is ADHD, among other learning disabilities, according to the court documents. It's 58 disciplinary. He has a 58-page disciplinary record during his 21 instructional months at Carmel River School. Examples of the boy's behavior include hitting, kicking, slapping, pushing, shoving, and spitting on students and staff. He threw rocks, chairs, and books and threatened to stab teachers with the principal and the principal with a pencil, allegedly. So
that's unbelievable.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, what is a school and what are parents to do about this? 808-0810. 808-0810 is the number.
Right.
I mean, what would you do? I mean, so they don't have many choices. So when a teacher tried to stop an argument, the student slapped her in the face before locking himself in the bathroom stall, according to Courthouse News. The principal intervened and the boy spit on him and threw books and chairs at the principal and other teachers. The principal finally called the Monterey County Sheriff's Office. Dangerous, escalating, and uncontrollable behavior poses a clear and imminent danger to the staff, students, and defendant, court documents read. Now, the district has asked the parents to move their son to a school geared to special needs students. What is the name of this place? This town in California? Is it Spreckles? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And when the mother and father refused, administrators saw no other option than to take the family to court. The boy was pulled from school after officials secured a temporary restraining order against him earlier this month. In this case, because the student was really dangerous, there was a real potential that he was going to hurt other students or a teacher, and they're just doing the best they can. The boy's current situation is unknown, but the mother suggested that she might homeschool him.
She says,
I'm willing to homeschool him, she told the judge. I've observed the Spreckles program. It will hurt him. It does not meet his needs. I was willing to work with them, the school district, but then they did this, and I will not send him there. So they want him to go to this school. The mother says no. What do you think? 808-0810.
Like, if you had a kid who was going to school with this kid, wouldn't you be upset? He's hitting and kicking other kids. It just sounds dangerous. I mean, I know recently kids having vaccines or not was a big issue around here. And a lot of parents were like, I'm not sending my kid to school if your kid's not vaccinated. Here's someone who could just punch your kid and hurt him that way, as opposed to passing along a, you know, possibly deadly disease.
Well,
I don't know.
And, you know, intervene, the boy allegedly spitting and throwing books and chairs at the principal and other teachers.
He's a monster.
Allegedly.
Sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, and so it sounds like. And so the school had to get a restraining order. But they don't, here's the deal. The parents don't want to send him to the special needs school. They don't think it's appropriate. Now, is it a parent's choice or not? 808-0810.
And I think a missing element maybe of this story, we'll find out in the coming week, is it seems as though you can always drug away that behavior, which normally I'm really against. But if he's harming other students as well as staff of this school.
Are you talking Ritalin and stuff like that for the
ADHD?
Yeah,
maybe it needs to be done. Or he's not getting enough. I mean, something in this child's life isn't being managed properly, I'm assuming.
Oh, I don't know if that's fair.
I mean,
the parents could be doing their very damn best that they can.
Okay, but what about the doctors and the psychiatrists? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, there's no
look,
talk
the, it's
of that.
Not normal behavior. And believe me, I like to be not normal, but not to the point where other people are being injured.
I understand. This is a tough road.
Clearly, from the principal's language, he fears for the well-being of students and staff with this child there.
Right. Comprende. I got it. You know, but, you know, she'd like to homeschool him. And we were just talking about the whole fact at last hour, if you missed it. So comes out the report today, to be middle class here in the Bay, you have to make $250,000 a year. That's to be middle class. All right. So who's to say they can afford to homeschool the child?
I mean, the mom might have to quit her job to
stay home
with the kid.
Right, to do that.
That's an interesting point.
And does she qualify? Don't you have to? I don't think I could homeschool a child. Hell's bells.
Send him here. We'll just babysit him every night. It'll be fine.
Right. Yes, this would be the place for dysfunction. But I think it's a really hard decision. And then they try to tell you, we want to send him to this special needs place. And what if you don't? You know, the parents don't want to send him there. They don't find it acceptable, and it's not the way they see things. They just don't feel as though the shoe fits.
Hey, if it's free and it's school and they take your kid for 8 hours a day, done and done.
All right, speaking of schools, we'll get to, the crying Villanova piccolo player, along with this dress code thing. How crazy is this for prom? Get the prom dress approved, pre-approved, let me make sure I get this right.
Does your principal get to tell you whether it's blue or white?
Yes. Dresses cannot be too short, too low cut, expose too much skin around the midriff, or be inappropriately revealing. It also states that students and guests must dress in gender-specific formal wear.
What?
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're taking fashion advice for that guy that wears his pants up.
It's not
the
fashion
guy
police.
That wears his pants up underneath his boobs.
It's fashion.
I'm just thinking. Yeah. The principal, you know, we're taking fashion advice from the guy who wears a sweater vest every day.
808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet with your order of $75 or more today. You won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Come to Shane Company for the largest selection of engagement rings, the hottest trends, and hundreds of styles no other jeweler has. It's worth the drive to Shane Company.
We served our country like those before us.
You know, it was a dangerous era. All of Vietnam was dangerous.
The carnage of war left an indelible mark on me.
We came back and built lives. As time went on, we faced new challenges and found support to handle them.
I went to the VA, talked to my doctor.
I started doing groups. I started doing one-on-one counseling.
At MakeTheConnection.net, you can hear our stories and find tools and services available to you.
Megabus.com offers safe, convenient, affordable express bus service for as low as $1 via the internet. Megabus.com has served more than 40 million customers in more than 100 cities across North America. Their luxury single and double-decker buses offer free Wi-Fi, power outlets, panoramic windows, and are green certified. Travel in comfort and confidence. Megabus.com. Express buses between San Francisco and six cities. Reserve seatings available. Visit Megabus.com and book your ticket today.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hola, que paso? Well, I can tell you the late night, late show wrap-up is on the way. But first, as I said, number one seed Villanova, if you're following March Madness, lost on Saturday, which you already know if you filled out a bracket. But the big story was the piccolo player from the Villanova band and who was caught crying on camera. And she stopped by the Tonight Show last night, so Fallon gave her some gifts, including, let's take a listen.
What do you think about all this attention that you're getting now? Is it...
It's absolutely mind-blowing. All I thought I did was cry on national television. And
yeah.
It turned...
Did you know the camera was going to cut to you? Or?
So it's sort of a funny story. So when, in the very beginning, I'm looking up...
It definitely is.
I'm looking up at the Jumbotron, so I saw myself on it, and all I could think about was my dad was at the game, and I was really... I didn't want him to see me crying, but... Then it turned into, like, everyone saw me crying.
I mean, everyone in the whole entire world. I mean, everyone. Now you're here. You're sitting in with the Roots, playing with the Roots on the Tonight Show, and we were happy to have you here. And we wanted to make sure that you're happy. So we actually put together this gift basket here for you. There you go. This is all Tonight Show stuff. It's ice cream you can bring back to your dorm for all your pals. You got stuff down there. You have t-shirts, sweatshirts, all sorts of Tonight Show swag. Wow. And also, we heard that you love Taylor Swift. And so we called Taylor Swift, who's the coolest. And she's giving you two tickets to her world tour.
You didn't see her crying. I mean, yeah. So we have it up at Generation Drex on Twitter. So you can go ahead and take a look at it. Here she is playing with the Roots. With her piccolo. She can play the piccolo. That's a mean piccolo. It's the Villanova fight song, by the way. And that didn't work out so well.
So why was she crying? I'm sorry, I'm not up on things.
They lost.
Oh, my God. This person should just be removed from the face of the earth.
Oh, my God. Listen to you.
So she's crying, and then we reward her with an appearance on Jimmy Fallon and tickets
I know, it was
to... touching. Oh, God.
Yeah, come on.
Ugh, I'm going to
Somebody
vomit.
Does something nice. Oh, my God.
I have never, this is the most depressed I've been all day. You know, even the $250,000 median income story didn't depress
right,
me as much
income?
As this does.
Right. Yes. Like I said earlier, yeah, the whole big story today is in order to make yourself middle class here on the Bay, you have to make 250 grand. So it's like if you finally hit six digits and you think you made it. No, you need to double down at least. Yeah.
Yeah, the depressing news today is you're poor.
Right. Even if you're making a quarter million, you're just middle class.
The good news is you didn't get caught on TV crying because your team lost.
Well, please, go ahead and maybe you'll have some sympathy when you put it up there on Generation
Drex. I doubt it.
Oh, come on. So do you have pity on these poor girls who have to submit their dresses for pre-approval to the prom, which is coming up for some schools May 1st, example.
By, like, what is known as the least fashionable people ever on the earth, teachers and principals.
I know, right? Right. So this one school, but it's happening in other schools, too. You know, it's like, here's what happens in America. So one stupid story gets out on this, and then you have Principal Fuddy Duddy, you know, one through 10,000, picks up and reads the same story and thinks, you know what, this is a good idea. I think we should do the same thing at our school.
Yeah, and why are they thinking that these parents don't have children don't have parents? That's who selects what your child wears. They pay for it. Am I right?
Yeah. And plus, you know, they'd like to take the prom picture with your date probably because that lasts and that gets hung above the fireplace and collects dust for the next 100 years.
Thank you.
Yes,
exactly.
I mean, that's what it does.
Oh, my God. It just blows my mind.
Right.
Like, administrate, teach, and then get out of the way.
I don't know. Well, you know, a lot of schools are just concerned that dresses are too short. They're too low. Too much, you know, hobiz going on.
Hey,
too much Kardashian.
Okay, so if it's a Catholic school, they already wear uniforms to the school during the week?
I suppose.
So if the dance is held at the school, they may have a point. But if it's at a hotel or a banquet room off campus,
or in the auditorium,
all bets
or in the
off.
Gymnasium or whatever, exposing too much skin around the midriff or any inappropriately revealing dress is inappropriate. Also states that guests must be gender specific. That means, you know, there's always some guy that wants to dress as a girl. And by the way, he or she should be allowed to cross genders if they so please.
Exactly.
We
and to
have
your
that
point
problem here. Right.
I think a lot of kids sort of come out at prom. They're like, I'm finally going to show everybody who I am because in another couple weeks, I'm going to graduate and be out of here.
Or they just do it to piss off the principal.
Mm.
And why not?
Yeah. I'm all about that.
Yes.
Breakfast Club, man, or some other teen John Hughes movie.
Right. It's teenage angst.
It's just offensive. And I mean, what's...
It's Nirvana, baby.
What's indecent in America today?
I
tell
just
me
told
what indecent
you
is. I know, but
well, everything
really,
Kardashian.
Really, you know, when you look at the videos that kids see and what other people are wearing and what celebrities wear, even to the Oscars, maybe.
I don't know.
There's no benchmark for what's indecent.
Well,
wear a bikini.
I disagree with you about the Oscars this year. Everything was pretty streamlined as far as fashion was concerned.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think anything was out of control.
It was kind of
classy this year.
They have been getting kind of fuddy-duddy, yeah.
Yeah, they were. It was. That's a good way to put it. Yes, it was fuddy-duddy.
Hmm.
So that means there's time, and now is the season for teenage angst.
Is it?
Yes, you nailed it. You nailed it. Oh, speaking of nailing things, let's get to a fun listicle. Let's do that next.
Oh, right. 6 reasons you're settling for a lackluster life.
Oh, don't do that. Please don't do that.
Don't.
And then we're going to get to the good news. Yes, don't go away. We've got it all on the way with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You can join me for Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer. 2 days and 39 miles. Sure, it's not easy, but that's what makes it worth it. Join my team and take the challenge. Avon 39, the walk to end breast cancer in San Francisco, July 11th and 12th. Register today at 39forbc.org.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free 2-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
It is 8:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour, breaking news out of San Jose. San Jose police are confirming one of their officers was shot. It happened about 90 minutes ago. The suspect reportedly wielding a high-powered rifle when he allegedly shot the unidentified officer while that officer was standing on a balcony. The incident happened just after 7 o'clock tonight in South San Jose, and that's where we find KGO 810's Nikki Medoro with the very latest on this developing story. Nikki?
It's a very active scene here, John. I'm standing at the corner of Lewis and Center Roads where people are being kept away from this area. The location of the shooting of the officer is about half a mile from here. Center and Umbarger Road is what we are hearing. We do not have an update on the officer's condition. We do know that people have been evacuated from nearby homes and shopping centers. The bomb squad unit just passed by this corner moments ago. So a very active scene. Unfortunately, we do not have an update on the officer's condition or whether a suspect has been shot or apprehended yet. But stay tuned to KGO for the very latest. Reporting live in San Jose, Nikki Medoro for KGO Radio News.
And now to those skyrocketing gas prices. Tough questions at a Senate hearing at the state capitol today. The California Energy Commission blames the one-month $1 a gallon jump on a labor dispute, a refinery explosion, and the shift to a summer blend of gasoline. But Gordon Shrimp, senior fuel analyst at the Energy Commission, notes there is a bit of gamesmanship to make money.
Wholesale prices go up rapidly. The dealers see less margin temporarily, and then they start to recover. And after wholesale prices drop for them, they try to recover some of those lost costs.
The effects of that dollar a gallon increase can still be seen at the pump. The rest of the U.S. was unaffected. Well, that proposed move by the Oakland Raiders back to Southern California appears to be gaining momentum. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft talking today about the Raiders and the San Diego Chargers' rumored move to a new stadium in Carson.
I think they're good plans, but that's, you know, we have a little committee that are working with the different owners, and we have some real good options, and now we'll see what happens in the end game.
That said, the Alameda County Board of Supervisors today unanimously approved an exclusive negotiating agreement with New City Development LLC to come up with a plan that includes a new stadium for the Raiders and possibly a new home for the Oakland A's.
Go that way. You'll be malfunctioning within a day, you nearsighted scrap pile.
Well, in Star Wars, R2-D2 and C-3PO had a little personality, but the great minds in high tech are toying with some worker bees that would write news and provide content.
7 months ago, the Associated Press announced that robots would be used to write corporate earnings results. Some companies have also developed software that scans baseball box scores. Now, how far can robots go?
And that's something that is not something that we have to worry about. And when there's cyborgs walking around, I think we'll have lots more to worry about than who's writing our news.
That's Max Willens, staff writer for the International Business Times. The other side is social media.
They're using algorithms and tools like CrowdTangle and Dataminer to surface stories that they know are going to do well on social platforms like Facebook and Twitter.
That is KGO 810's Jason Middleton. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:33.
Hi, I'm Kirk Canlon, and after spending 30 hardworking years running a major resort in Northern California, I finally got a chance to retire. At the resort, we used Armstrong for just about everything, foam roofing, windows, and painting. And now that I'm living the retired life and we built our own home, I used Armstrong again. Their double-pane windows and the insulation of a good foam roof keep the house warm in winter and cool in the summer. And that makes me feel so comfortable, I can focus on the more pressing issues of retirement. Like, maybe pressing is the wrong word. Urgent? No, I don't think urgent. Maybe I'll nap on it.
Protect your home and save on heating and cooling costs with Armstrong energy-efficient windows and foam roofing. Call Armstrong today for a free estimate. Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s and a 1234. License 245291.
How can we make you happy? Well, at DGDG.com, one of the things we do is provide you with some of the most highly trained product specialists in America. Non-commissioned product specialists who have a passion for cars and take great pride in their expertise. Car enthusiasts that can help you find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. So, how can we make you happy? We'll find out more at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again to check traffic on the fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. 92 eastbound on the San Mateo Bridge at the flat section. Besides construction, you've also got a solo vehicle spin out in the left lane that they're getting cleared. Really, though, minor delays back to about Foster City Boulevard. In San Jose, southbound 85 before Saratoga Avenue, please watch out for a box and a large pile of trash and other debris said to be between the second and third lanes. Sonoma County, something to keep an eye out for and make room for. Westbound 37 at 121. You got an accident there involving a big rig that's partially blocking the slow lane. And 580 westbound, construction between Greenville Road and North Flynn has been causing minor delays off and on for the last hour or so. This winter, plan your escape from Oakland International on nonstops to Hawaii and Europe. For a limited time, park free for up to 5 days when you fly nonstop to Hawaii and Europe. For enrollment details, click over to oaklandairport.com/parkfree. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now to your weather forecast. We've got one last chance for a bit of rain tonight, but all of that changes tomorrow morning, says KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Mid-40s to low 50s out the door tomorrow morning. You might need a light sweater or jacket. For the afternoon, look for plenty of sun and warmer readings, mid-60s to the low 80s. Thursday will be even warmer with the potential for some records to fall. The fog will be around first thing in the morning, giving way to sunshine, upper 60s to the mid-80s.
Friday marks the beginning of a cool down. By Saturday, it will be noticeably cooler. Right now, around the Bay Area, clear and 62 in Fairfield, partly cloudy and 61 in Concord, 59 partly cloudy in Napa, 58 and cloudy in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John. It is the late night, late show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. And we were talking about, you know, how awful is it that high school administrators are asking some students to get pre-approval for their prom dresses? Not here in the Bay. It's not here. How silly.
Maybe that's just a few students that ruin it for the rest.
Too much skin. Well, you're going to have some of that. That's why you have chaperones. Cover that up.
Or just make sure no one else touches it.
Yeah, the chaperone should just bring some extra scarves like
bring
you wear.
Bring lots of shawls,
right,
yeah.
Shawls and scarves.
You
cover
can tie
that,
it around the cover butt.
Cover that business
the top.
Up. Yeah, and speaking of students, there is some good news here. This is what you call class. So Little League sensation, Monet Davis. Have you seen her? I mean, she's definitely made, she's been on the Twitterverse and, all things internetverse, is forgiving a college player who who got kicked off his team for calling her a slut. That's right. This guy, Joey Castleberry, who plays for Bloomberg University in Pennsylvania, or at least he did before he got kicked off the team for tweeting this. He said, Disney is making a movie about Monet Davis. What a joke. That slut got rocked by Nevada. She's forgiving him.
Everyone makes mistakes, and everyone deserves a second chance, and I know he didn't mean it in that type of way, and I know a lot of people get tired of me, like, just seeing me on TV, but sometimes you just gotta, like, just think about what you're doing before you actually do it, and I know right now he's really hurt, and I know how hard he worked just to get to where he is right now, and so, it was pretty hurt on my part, but I know he's hurt even more.
Well, good for her. Yeah, she forgives. Okay,
I've never seen so much class.
And the Disney Channel is developing a movie all about Monet.
Any age, that is class.
That is.
She's 13, you said.
Yes.
That's incredible and sportsmanship.
Right. So, anyway.
Everybody learn a lesson from that girl, man.
So let's get to it. Stop slacking. Stop settling.
Stop settling for less. You can do better, listeners.
Time for listicles on the Drex Radio Show, featuring the Heather program.
6 reasons you're settling for a lackluster life and what to do about it, starting right now tonight. So, a reason you're settling for a lackluster life. Everyone's doing it, right? We've been taught that work isn't supposed to be fun, that marriage is hard, and that life is about making the best of the cards you're dealt. Somehow we've created a society of settlers complaining about our lives and accepting that this is just how things are. Wearing stress and overwhelm as badges of honor, we connect with other people just like us, and we come to believe this is life. And then you just go slog, you know, to your job and come home and drink a six-pack and just hate everything. You got to start changing that.
I hope that you at least have a job that you love. Because let's face it. Nowadays, I mean, you know, with the commute, and we just talked about this yesterday, San Francisco, or was it Friday? I don't know. Monday, Friday, it's all the same. That we have one of the longest, we have the second longest commute in the country.
Well,
5 hours a day.
I'm not sure they counted that, but they said we're taught that work isn't fun.
That's not
right. They
call
it work for a reason.
I take it back. The average was 5.5 hours a week. But I think it's longer. We disagreed on the commute.
It's totally longer here.
Yeah, it is.
People drive 2 hours a day, 1 hour to, one back home.
The point was, with all of that, was you actually end up working a 55-hour week while you get paid for 40. Okay.
You can't count so back to what you're saying. Your work.
So what I'm saying is, back to your point is, that's why it's really important to love what you do. And if you're in a job where you're miserable, you need to find another one.
You really should. Yeah. Try to. Yeah. Get outside the zone.
Yeah.
Number two reason you're settling for a lackluster life. My life is okay. Who am I to want more? This is very Lutheran and very Midwest. And I had to Google it because I forgot exactly how it went. But it reminds me of a Sheryl Crow song quote. It's not having what you want. It's wanting what you have. Which is such a nice thing to say,
but that's really kind of
settling for less because you could have more if you just reached a little bit. Number three reason you're settling for a lackluster life. You fear the unknown. You find comfort in the monotony. Reaching for bigger and better things that you truly desire could lead you to an experience that's outside your comfort zone and too scary. You settle for less because it feels safe. Number four, you think it's too late to change. Boy, am I the queen of this. If not now, when? Do it now. And, a lot of times we think, what if I fail? What if I lose? Get rid of those thoughts. These questions float through your mind, and instead of imagining the best possible outcome, you allow fear to overpower your desire. There's also inertia, I think, that people experience, and I certainly have in my life. Anyway, number five reason you're settling for a lackluster life is you're bound by your current reality. So sure, you work, you pay bills, you take care of your family. There's no room for any creativity outside of that. What you see is what you get, and you're stuck in a constant cycle of the same lackluster experiences day in and day out. You're stuck in a rut. Number six reason, you've forgotten what it feels like to dream. When you were younger, you thought anything was possible, but as an adult, you've let go of the wonder and magic of life and focus just on what is directly in front of you. But there's more to that. Remember how to dream again. So that's where we start on the list of what you can do about it. Dream again. Get out of your head and your rut and into your heart. What do you truly want with your life? It's short. It's coming to an end. Get off the couch now.
Go ahead. Well, I just want to play devil's advocate for a second.
Sure.
Some people like the routine. And some people are fine with the rut.
They say they do.
I don't know. You know, the human mind and the human body is an incredibly amazing thing. It can get used to just about anything. It can adapt.
Well, I guess that's what this whole thing is about. Like, do you have that niggling feeling? Is this all there is?
Can I give
you? Then you need to do something about it.
Can I give you a good example that'll cause me a lot of problems if my significant other is listening right now? We work really hard on the show. So, and consequently, when we get home at night and when we get home at 11:30, I don't know how late you stay up, but I might stay up till 2 or 3. So consequently, one of the benefits of doing a night job, and if you're doing the same thing right now, you're going to work, you know damn well what time it is. I can tell you what time it is. You'll wake up when you feel like it. That could be 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. And so then you have a couple free hours to yourself. And then you go to work and you do it all over again. So by the time you get to the weekend, are you ready? You know, here it comes. Here comes the freight train.
You're killing me.
No, the freight train is coming off the track, ladies and gentlemen. Jump and cover. Here it comes. I really don't want to do anything.
So I'm working on the Great American Novel and learning to surf. But that's just me. Kidding. I'm just trying to make you feel horrible.
I know, and I feel guilty, and I feel bad. Just like, well, you don't want to do anything. But the answer is no, I don't.
Well, okay, so
yeah.
The next listicle we should do is the things that nurses and doctors say people never say on their deathbed, which is like, oh, I wish I would have worked more. Oh, I wish I would have watched more TV. Oh, I wish I would have, you know.
You know what? Karen, and my board operator, Karen, and I were talking about this. You know, yes, I could go to Golden Gate Park and run around and lay in the sun. Or, you know, I could hike around Fisherman's Wharf. Or I could just stay home and have some wine, sit on my ass and watch the H blow. And I'm just fine with that.
Well, what if you could combine those things?
Yes.
Take the wine to Golden Gate Park and meet someone nice and...
Yeah, anyway. Well, then, you know, there's that whole drinking and driving thing and thou shalt not participate
thou
in that
shalt
program.
Not drink and drive.
Right, exactly. So, I don't know. I guess there has to be... I know, well, that damn compromise.
If you don't want to settle for lame weekends becoming one with the couch like Drex is.
I know, but
another thing you can do is Drex expand your network.
That's lame to you. That's not lame to me.
I have to get through this article, so I'm making you be the bad guy of the article.
I know you are. You're doing a good job. Go ahead.
So join groups, classes, meetups, and expand your network. Inspiration is contagious. I've taken classes and met amazing people, and you're like, wow, if they can do it, I can do it. Get out of your comfort zone. I think we already touched on that. Realize everything you desire is outside of the comfort zone, so make that little leap. Push yourself. Make a commitment to yourself to stretch your boundaries. Last thing, give yourself permission to do what you love or what feels good, I say. There you go.
I hate it.
No more lackluster life for you. Oh, is that why you handed it off to me?
That is exactly why I handed it off to you.
Do something you wouldn't normally do.
All right. Okay, so we talked about this last night with the people who are taking selfies, and we were talking about the whole the stick thing, people walking around with the stick. How much we don't like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is a kind way of saying it.
Right.
Hella
so
lame.
I call it the narcissist stick. Yeah. And we're going to have fun with that in a second. And also Will Ferrell says, did you hear this story? Yeah, he's done with the fraternity system.
Oh, he is he?
Yeah. And he was really into it at USC.
He was a Greek. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
Was Delta...
Delta.
Right, exactly.
I think I was a DTD little sister.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get to that and more of the late night wrap-up in just a minute on KGOA 10.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow, find your way home.
Let me tell you a little story. Back in 2009, I bought a Mercedes-Benz for my wife, Jan. She loved it. She loved it so much, she drove it for more than 120,000 miles. Well, a few months ago, I had thought maybe it's time to trade it in. My daughter, Laura, suggested we surprise her with a brand new Mercedes as a holiday gift. Laura and I told Jan we needed to take her car to run an errand. She had no idea that we were really taking her old Mercedes to Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco to trade it in. We were greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure sales staff. They've got a great selection of cars, over 600 vehicles in stock from the combined inventories of Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. They had the new model we wanted in the right color right at the dealership. You should have seen Jan's face when we drove up the new car to meet her for lunch. And I was really thrilled by how pleasant it really is to buy a car at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco. Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco is on 8th Street between Bryant and Brannan, and you can find Mercedes-Benz of Oakland on Broadway in downtown Oakland. And of course, you can shop online anytime from the comfort of your home or office or on your mobile device. Just go to 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
We're all used to inflation when prices and interest rates go up. But now, some experts think the U.S. is experiencing deflation when prices and interest rates go down. So what does that mean for you? Well, besides lower prices, it means mortgage interest rates are also lower, which means it's a great time to make the cash call at 877-890-CASH and refinance your mortgage and save, even if you refinanced recently. Today, Cash Call's 15-year fix is 2.875% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs, no points, no fees, nothing. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH and save with a lower interest rate, pull tens of thousands out of your home, or maybe do both. Cash Call. We're designed to save. Call 877-890-CASH today. That's 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal housing lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Easy. You're on the freeway.
Sorry, I've never driven a car before.
What? Back at the dealership, you knew exactly what you were doing.
Oh, I know I'm an excellent candidate for a car loan. I pulled an 809 FICO score at Experian.com. I've just never been behind the wheel.
You know how to buy a car, but you've never driven one?
Pretty much. So if I buy this bad boy, I'm going to need you to throw in some driving lessons.
Get your credit swagger on. Become a member of Experian Credit Tracker and find out your FICO score powered by Experian. FICO scores are used in 90% of credit decisions.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Oh, yes. I was just looking at the tweets and somebody said, you know... Oh, is this your song? Oh, this is their prom song. Nice. Well, the prom dress needs to be approved.
Oh, from the school we were talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, this really wants me to makes me want to take off all my clothes, so
okay,
I don't know what they're going to do.
The piccolo player from Villanova who cried through the loss of Villanova. You can see it, Generation Drex, but we're taking a lot of heat because, you know, you were going out last night and you were just going to ask the man that you said you were going to date if he's ever hooked up with another man. And people want to know why you have not answered the question seven or eight minutes ago.
Gee.
That's what people want to know.
It escaped my mind while his tongue was all over my bate.
Oh, I see. I guess that's your answer.
He did tell me one time how he would have gay sex if he had it.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. Don't make me go there.
Well, you can say it politely.
Quite the imagination.
You know, how could you put that lightly?
Well, the terminology, I believe, is T-O-P, top.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. That works. Okay, enough said. At least you asked the question. You did what you were asked to do. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the narcissistic.
If you're really into selfies like me, you probably have a selfie stick, the best way to take a selfie with your friends. But why would I want that?
She's right, you know. Selfies are about one thing, yourself. That's why there's the new narcissistic. It looks like a selfie stick, and your friends will think it's a selfie stick. But narcissistic automatically photoshops your friends out of the picture.
I like the sound of that.
Social media is all about you and your awesome, superior life. So why include others when you're at a great party?
Duck face!
Or on a way cool vacation.
Look, I'm on the Golden Gate Bridge, and you're not.
Narcissistic. The self-extending arm that's all about you.
Okay.
New from EcoCo.
And now you give me crap why you know I want to just stay home and relax and chill and drink and watch the H-Blow on weekends.
Oh, because you don't have to
deal with the
fraternize with a lot of a-holes out there. Like
they're
most
not
people.
Everywhere. By the way, we'll be getting to some netiquette coming up here. And we're going to talk about ghosting.
Oh, wow.
You haven't been ghosted, have you?
Oh, all the time. Are you kidding?
Oh, please.
And I'm a ghoster, so there.
Oh, really? Have you done that?
Probably.
Okay. That's not very nice.
Well.
Did you get called out on it? Did you get busted?
It's nicer to do that than to say, I don't want to be with you.
Oh, my God, no. It's horrible.
That's a whole other topic.
Yeah, okay, so we'll get into that coming up here in about 10 minutes on KGO. So let's talk about Will Ferrell and thinks it may be time to end the entire fraternity system. And he was Delta Tau Delta at USC. So this is a big deal. You know, as a fellow frat brother. Even Will Ferrell is rethinking the whole Greek system thanks to that video of Oklahoma University frat kids and their racist chant. And as I said, you know, Will was all about it for a long time. He says, look, the incident in Oklahoma, this is a real argument for getting rid of the system altogether, in my opinion, even since I've been through a fraternity and I loved it. Because when you break it down, it's really about creating cliques and clubs and being exclusionary.
Mm-hmm.
Fraternities were started as academic societies that were supposed to have philanthropic arms to them. And when it's governed by those kind of rules, well, then it's still beneficial. But you got to be careful. That doesn't seem to be what time it is in this country anymore.
Yeah, it's just been a real drinking club, it seems like.
It's been that way for a long time. I don't know when Will went to college, maybe in the late 70s or something, or early 80s. But, I mean, even then, I mean, back in the day, when I go to frat houses, it'd be frat parties.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So I'm not sure what's changed.
They always have a keg, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I think Animal House ruined it all, the movie. I'm kidding. I don't know.
That certainly exposed it. Yes.
Yeah, it was just party, 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 you know. So maybe the pressure was on like, oh, every day has to be like that movie Animal House. I don't know.
Hey, let's say something nice about our own Chris Borland and the 49ers, because this is a big deal. And who does this, by the way? Chris Borland won't return for a second NFL season, but he will return the cash he says that he didn't earn.
Wow.
Oh, I think that's commendable. The 49ers' former inside linebacker will give back three-quarters of the $617,000-plus in signing bonus money that he received when he signed his four-year rookie contract last year, he said on CBS's Face the Nation. Borland, who's 24, announced his retirement last week because of concerns about the long-term effects of brain trauma. It's not known whether the 49ers had planned to try to recoup part of Borland's signing bonus or ask for it back. He said, it's not a cash grab, as I've been accused of. You know, Borland said of his $463,000 repayment, I'm paying back 3/4 of my signing bonus. I'm only taking the money that I've earned. To me, it's just about health and nothing else. I never played the game for the money or the attention. I just love football. I had a blast. I don't regret the last 10 years of my life at all. I do it all over the exact same way. In his lone NFL season, Borland earned a combined $574,000 from his base salary and signing bonus. He also earned $155,000 plus a few other dollars in performance-based pay, according to overthecap.com, bringing his total compensation to $729,800-some dollars. Those players earn in relatively modest salaries, and a significant amount of playing time collect the most performance-based pay. So what I'm saying is, how cool of it is of him without being asked to pay it back? So basically, when you're taxed on that, that's probably all he got.
He's a great guy. I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
curious about what his next move is.
Well, I have to tell you, and then he takes so much heat. There's been a lot of haterade on him, in the Twitterverse.
That makes me so angry.
Yeah. I mean, here's a guy who pays the money back, especially when the NFL's giving it out. So helmets off to him. All right. More of the Drex Radio Show coming up here. And let me see here. Oh, yes. Your obsession with the perfect social media is ruining your life. And we'll get to all things netiquette. And we'll talk about that ghosting topic that Heather will explain to all of us, especially since she admits to committing it. Don't go away. We're going to have some fun with the Late Night Late Show wrap up coming up on KGOA 10.
Let me tell you a little story. Back in 2009, I bought a Mercedes-Benz for my wife, Jan. She loved it. She loved it so much, she drove it for more than 120,000 miles. Well, a few months ago, I had thought maybe it's time to trade it in. My daughter, Laura, suggested we surprise her with a brand new Mercedes as a holiday gift. Laura and I told Jan we needed to take her car to run an errand. She had no idea that we were really taking her old Mercedes to Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco to trade it in. We were greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure sales staff. They've got a great selection of cars. Over 600 vehicles in stock from the combined inventories of Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. They had the new model we wanted in the right color right at the dealership. You should have seen Jan's face when we drove up the new car to meet her for lunch. And I was really thrilled by how pleasant it really is to buy a car at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco. Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco is on 8th Street between Bryant and Brannan, and you can find Mercedes-Benz of Oakland on Broadway in downtown Oakland. And of course, you can shop online anytime from the comfort of your home or office or on your mobile device. Just go to 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
We're all used to inflation when prices and interest rates go up.
But now, some experts think the U.S. is experiencing deflation when prices and interest rates go down. So what does that mean for you? Well, besides lower prices, it means mortgage interest rates are also lower, which means it's a great time to make the cash call at 877-890-CASH and refinance your mortgage and save, even if you refinanced recently. Today, Cash Call's 15-year fixed is 2.875% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs, no points, no fees, nothing. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH and save with a lower interest rate, pull tens of thousands out of your home, or maybe do both. Cash Call. We're designed to save. Call 877-890-CASH today. That's 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal housing lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight. Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
9 o'clock.